curious, when you guys had the season you had last year, and then you go out and add some veterans, how much of a sense of urgency does it feel like there is?
You know, I feel like every year you have to have that sense of urgency. We have a good football team coming back, but what we did last year really has no bearing on, you know, what we're going to do this year. We've got a long road ahead of us, but I think we've gotten off to a really good start. The additions during the offseason, guys like OC Steven Jackson, as well as our draft picks, I think are really going to help our football team. And I thought we did a great job during our offseason and through minicamp.
When you've got, you know, Tony's 37 and a number of other starters are in their 30s, I mean, people always talk about windows, and I'm sure you won't talk about the window closing. But you feel like you're in it right now?
Yeah, I definitely feel like we're in that window. You know, I feel like we've kind of had the confidence the last, you know, 4 or 5 years that we've got enough players on this football team to do what we want to do. And we've fallen short, but, you know, I feel like you got to have that mindset that you're going to keep working hard, keep trying to attack the goals that you have in front of you. And, you know, if we do that, we're going to give ourselves a chance.
What's it been like to watch the offense evolve? It's different from when you first got in, and now you have Steven Jackson to move.
Yeah, it's definitely different from 5 years ago. And it's just kind of the natural evolution, I think, of as a team changes. But, yeah, with the guys we have now, you know, I think we're very talented. We've got smart players, unselfish players, and guys that want to win. So it makes it, you know, as a quarterback, very fun to play in that kind of offense.
Matt, you had such a great season last year. Is it always hard to talk with you? I mean,
I don't think so. No, I think there are lots of areas to improve. And, you know, that's what drives you during the off season, drives you during the season. You want to be better than you've been before, and you want to try and bring the best out of yourself. And I certainly think there are lots of areas that I can improve.
What kind of impact has Steven specifically and OC and guys like that had?
They've been awesome. They really have. Both those guys have been really, really good. Obviously, I haven't worked as much with OC being on the defensive side of the ball, but just being around him in the weight room and kind of in our conditioning drills, those kind of things, the first couple of weeks of the offseason, he's a pro's pro. He works extremely hard. He leads by example. He's one of those guys. He just goes in. He puts in the time. He works really well. And so that part of it's been really good to watch. And I think our guys, our young guys, see that, and they see what it takes to be the kind of player that he's been throughout his career. And then Steven on the offensive side of the ball has been awesome. Again, you know, he's a veteran guy that is a pro's pro, and he works extremely hard. He's very smart. We got a lot of stuff, and we've got a lot of guys that have been together for a number of years. And sometimes when you have that, there's, you know, unspoken things that just happen out on the practice field without communicating it. And it takes a little bit of time for a player who hasn't been around that to come in and fit in. But he's meshed really well. And, you know, I've been incredibly impressed with his dedication and his work ethic the last 10 weeks.
Matt, this might be the first time in your career that your contract status has been played out more publicly. How has that been dealing with that for you? Has that been a distraction?
No, you know, not for me. I've always been one that, you know, I feel like I need to worry about taking care of my business on the field and doing everything I can to be the best player that I can be. And I've always had the opinion that if you do that, the rest of the stuff falls in place. And you kind of leave that to, you know, the people that are experienced with dealing with that, with my agents and with our front office. And I've got a lot of confidence in both sides that we're going to get this done, and hopefully I'll be here for a long time.